My name is Anu Yedakuri. I am 18 years old. Today is February 7th, 2021, and I am speaking with Amulya, who is my older sister. We are recording this interview in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
What parts of your life do you feel have been or will be affected by climate change?
I think what I've seen is that if climate change keeps on changing the way it has been, we would probably see, you know, further increasing of temperatures and the worsening of air quality, which if we don't find a way to change that or stop this from happening, it would mean, you know, a general decline in health for the general population.
Have you ever been personally impacted by a climate emergency?
I haven't personally, but I have, you know, what I've seen of climate emergencies, I've seen in the news, in other parts of the country, but I personally haven't experienced anything like that in my community.
Are there any specific plans that your family and or neighborhood has taken to prepare for a climate emergency?
Our family has gone through a couple of power outages in the past. They are not very long in length or anything, but since then we've learned to always have extra batteries or flashlights in the basement just so we know that we have a source of power that's not electricity dependent.
Have you any plans in place in case there's no access to clean water or food?
Well, we keep a lot of canned food and non-perishables in our house in general, so those would be helpful in those kind of situations.
What are some of the more important things to do to prepare for an event caused by the climate emergency?
Like I said before, you can make sure that you have a stock of non-perishable food items, extra batteries, like flashlights, you know, things that aren't dependent on electricity, blankets in case of cold temperatures, depending on when the emergency happens.
Do you have a plan to access electricity or power in case you need it?
I think in that case, you should invest in power banks and make sure that they're kept charged most of the time. So in the case that you would need to connect to electricity for something, you at least have some sort of power source.
Do you have any stories related to your family or neighbors trying to plan their response to a climate emergency or reacting to a climate emergency?
We have family in India where they recently experienced a prolonged episode of extreme flooding that wasn't related to monsoon season, so it wasn't something they expected. They had to kind of react as it was happening, and a lot of it was about having to make sure that, like, it's already hard to access electricity there, so they had to, you know, fully rely on communications that were more power-based, and they had to make sure all their food wasn't kept on the ground, like everything had to be elevated high in the air. They had to eat like non-cooked food for a really long time.
Are there specific products, behaviors, or activities that your family and our neighbors have adopted?
Our neighborhood has talked about in the past about possibly adopting a communal food source, because in the case of an emergency, I know that some people aren't able to store a lot of food near, like, you know, in their homes or with them. So it would be good to know that there's someone close by that has that food source for you in the case that it does become necessary.
So we talked about behaviors and planning that people can do in advance, but what kind of education or training do you feel will help your community prepare for the climate emergency?
I think people should definitely have to learn basic skills like CPR and things like that. So in the case of, you know, a health-related emergency, there's, you know, people can give basic help. Also, it might be useful to learn survival skills or techniques in the case that a heat source isn't available, or, you know, preparing food, you need like special skills to do that with the resources that you have.
What advice about neighborhood preparation would you give to young people who are facing climate change?
To recap, I think it's important that you always make sure that there's alternative power sources available to you, like batteries or power banks. Basic life skills are important, like CPR, to help people around you if there's, you know, a medical emergency. And knowing how to make use of the, like, resources around you, such as food, that kind of thing, to lessen the difficulty of the emergency that you might be in.
And finally, for people listening to this years from now, what should they know about how your family and or neighbors prepared?
If we assume that climate change is going to continue the way it's going, we can assume that the climate and the status of the environment will be much worse than it is right now. So knowing the preparation that people from this time period took to prepare themselves for climate emergencies might be a good starting point for basic life skills, but it should also be assumed that the skills needed might be much different or more advanced than what's needed right now.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.